Lee Borden is the assistant area management biologist for sportfish in Dillingham.
With such a high-profile sport fishery here on the Nooshigak, and with the amount of fish that are caught and released, it was kind of vital information for managers to know kind of the end fate of these fish.
Fish and Game is replicating fishing methods used in sport camps on the Nooshigak to catch, tag, and release king salmon. Their goal this year was to tag 170 salmon. They fell a little short, with their four-man, six-day-a-week team tagging 107 Chinook over the course of the season. Once the fish have radio tags, they can be followed during aerial surveys. The preliminary conclusion is that the mortality rate, or the number of fish that die within 5 days of being caught and released, is 6.7%. Borden says this number is within the expected range, but the data can still help inform management.
This fishery is managed, essentially it's managed from the index from Portage Creek Sonar, so those numbers aren't definitive total counts. That sonar was originally designed to count sockeye. So we use it as an index instead of a definitive counter. So the numbers that we are collecting will give managers in the area an ability to factor in the mortality from catch and release.
Fish and Game will continue the study next year to gather more data. And when the full data is gathered, it will be made available to the public. Overall, the Nooshigak King Run did not come in as strong as was hoped for this year. Between June 7th and 19th, the Portage Creek sonar counted 56,351 kings. Borden says there's still uncertainty about those numbers.
The run isn't necessarily as... it wasn't as small as the index may have indicated. You know, we think that the low water level, we believe that that was a confounding factor that may have messed with our sonar numbers as far as getting an accurate index.
The state manages to get between 55,000 and 120,000 kings in the river. The commercial fleet hauled in about 32,000 kings in the Nooshigak District this season. For KDLG, I'm Allison Mollenkamp.